Last year, a little over 2,000 homes got built in Vermont. Any estimate you look at says we are not on track to build the number of homes the state needs by the end of the decade to close our huge housing gap. So how do we pick up the pace of construction? As Carly Berlin reports, some experts think we need to build more homes on the assembly line.
The company Huntington Homes builds about 70 houses a year, all inside this giant factory in East Montpelier.
The house starts on one end of the shop, and then it gets pushed down the assembly line.
This type of construction is called modular building. Huntington Homes co-owner Jason Webster likes to think of it as making a bunch of Lego blocks that eventually fit together into a house. First, workers frame the floors of each building block, then the walls, then the ceiling.
Then we do the mechanical rough-ins, insulation, sheetrock, taping, painting, finish work.
Your typical home builder would have to wrangle an electrician and a plumber and a roofer to a building site, which can give you lots of delays. But here, they're all working under one very large roof. Webster says that kind of streamlining means building a house can take a couple days instead of months.
So we can build a whole house in 12 8-hour shifts, so 96 hours.
That goes from that corner we're looking at.
From that corner all the way down to finished modules going out the door on the other end.
Then those Lego pieces get shipped out on a truck, a crane stacks them together, and voila. To the untrained eye, they look like any other house. Historically, Huntington Homes has mostly built single-family houses, a lot of them shipped out to clients in places like Nantucket. But recently, the company has started to branch out. Like right now, they're getting ready to build 45 duplexes and townhouses that'll be part of a big new mixed-income housing development in Middlebury. And Webster wants to do more. He isn't alone. Some housing wonks in Vermont are wondering if we should be building a lot more homes on the assembly line.
If we build one home at a time, a home here, a home there, then it's about the least efficient way that you can do anything, right? So do it one at a time.
Jeff Lubell is a housing researcher who lives in Norwich. He recently helped put together a state-commissioned report that looks at how to grow the off-site construction industry in Vermont. That's a catch-all term that includes manufactured housing, think single-wides and double-wides, and modular construction, like what Huntington Homes is doing. And Lubell says off-site building brings a lot of advantages. Like Webster said, you can build a home much faster. You can also build year-round through the winter. The labor itself is less physically demanding, which can open up the building trades to a bigger pool of potential workers. And Lubell says, if we do a lot of this, there's also the potential to bring down costs.
There's ways to start to imagine some what we call economies of scale, which are really where by doing multiple things at the same time, you have a lower cost per unit.
If you build a bunch of standardized homes at once, you can save on design costs. Maybe you can get a bulk deal on lumber or windows. In a typical development, Lubell says,
you might be able to build 2 units, 4 units, 10 units, even 20 units right on a particular site. But in a factory, you can build 100 units a year. You can build 200 units a year.
So how do we achieve that kind of scale in tiny little Vermont? Lubell's report has a few main recommendations. One is state government could make a bulk purchase of homes over a set amount of time to guarantee companies business. It could then pass those homes on to affordable housing agencies. Another is it could put public money toward getting more factories running, including a defunct manufactured home plant in the Rutland County town of Fairhaven.
It did both single wides and double wides. It employed probably at its peak, probably 150 people.
Bob Richards used to work at that Fairhaven factory back in the day, making sure all the trim and carpets were ready before the homes were shipped off. Now he chairs the town's select board. He says Fairhaven is doing a feasibility study right now to see if the plant still has the equipment it needs to start churning out houses again.
The whole idea of affordable housing, that's what that building was built for, and that's what it could do best. The town is absolutely in favor of that.
But here's the catch. This type of home building requires a lot of upfront investment, like to get a factory up and running. And that can mean it doesn't weather the booms and busts of the housing market too well. Any old home builder can just lay off some employees during an economic downturn. But a recession can doom a whole factory. That's what happened to the Fairhaven plant, which closed its doors a couple years after the housing bubble burst in 2008. And before then, New England had 8 full-scale modular factories, according to Webster. Now there are just 3, including the one in East Montpelier, which is still only producing about half as many houses per year as it did in 2007. All of this gives Housing Commissioner Alex Farrell some pause.
We, the state, need to be thinking about that eventual bust cycle. We're here to mitigate risk for the public and then for private developers, but we just don't want to leave the state holding the bag.
For now, though, the demand for homes in Vermont doesn't look like it's slowing down anytime soon. And to Lou Bell, the housing researcher, putting a relatively small amount of state funding toward more offsite construction is a low risk to the alternative, watching as home prices keep going up. For Vermont Public, I'm Carly Berlin.
That was Report for America Corps member Carly Berlin. Carly covers housing and infrastructure for VT Digger and Vermont Public.